and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and producer. Starting the program out with No One Else, composed and performed by Gregory Stafford. I really like the way he put that together. And I really like the fact that we are able to join with each other again. How was your weekend? Anyone thawing out from the cold? I mean, we have had some cold weather this month. And would you believe? I know we just finished celebrating New Year's Day, watch night service. Ladies and gentlemen, by the end of this week, we will be halfway through this month. Halfway through the beginning of the first month of the year. Halfway through the first month of the year, the end of this week. I'm telling you, time is moving faster and faster and faster and faster. Is it getting any harder for you to keep up? Are you finding that you're having to make more and more adjustments in order to keep up? Do you look forward to your weekends? Those of you who normally don't work on the weekends, do you look forward to those weekends to have a weekend off? And it seems like they get here pretty quickly. And you're thinking, wow, all right, weekend's already here. Get a few hours to just unwind, a couple of days to just unwind. And you're thinking about services you'll attend and what you'll do after that and the day before service, day after service. And it seems like almost as soon as the weekend gets here, you're back to work, you're back to school. And don't be at work and in school. Those days can start running together, and it seems like weekends don't even come in the first place because you're working all the time. You're working on work, you're working in school, but I do want to encourage you. Even many of you who are already working, be getting some good ideas of what professions are predicted to go away in the future as the tech masters bring on board more and more robots to do the works that a lot of humans are doing. Yeah, be thinking about that. You know, years ago, I used to share with people, hey, look, you thinking about going into a profession. You want to get into the workforce. Well, that's going to happen a few years from now. Cool. What you might want to consider. And there were four things that I would usually ask people to consider. Number one, something that you're very, very good at. Number two, you enjoy it very much. Number three, and not in this order. These are just the four things. It could be any order, but these are just the four things that I would ask them to think about. They were good at it. They enjoyed it. It would pay them to live the lifestyle they wanted to live, and they could count on the job being around for some time. That last one that I just mentioned, I think is the starting point now. Before, for me, there was no order for those. Just as long as you're considering those four factors. And I'm not saying those are the only four factors to consider. You know, someone might even want to consider what part of the country you'd have to live in order to do that job. You know, and that's certainly a consideration. But the four things that I would point out most would be you're good at it, you enjoy it, it'll pay you to live the lifestyle you want to live, and you can count on the job being around for a while. And I would not prioritize any of those four. Now, since there is a major movement to displace more and more people by developing more and more robots to do all kinds of jobs, I would say let that be your starting point. Because you could pick out something that you are really good at and you'd enjoy doing. But then you find out 2-3 years later, this is definitely one that's going away because they're bringing on the robots to do this job. So I would say, when it comes to the down to the thing of, you know, the whole matter of what you enjoy doing, pay close attention to whether or not there are several things you enjoy doing and several things you're good at. Because for a lot of people, there really is more than one thing that we can do well. There's more than one thing we can enjoy doing. So it's okay to start there. And so I would just say, start with what you enjoy and would be good at, or start with what's going away. You know, what they say the robots are going to be is beginning to do. Either one of those two areas. As you come up with something that's going to pay you to live the lifestyle you want, but it's going to be gone within 2 years after you start working the job, it does you no good. So may either one or the other. Start with what you enjoy, or start with the jobs that they say are going to be going away. Now, you probably want to start with making a list of what you'd enjoy doing, and then finding out whether or not one or more of those will be given over to the robots at some point. Because you just don't want to go into something that won't be around for a while. All right. So, speaking of what will and won't be or may not be around for a while, fortunately, we're going to have TV shows and movies around for a while longer. Maybe for the duration. That said, what did you think about the Golden Globe winners for 2018? Now, I'll be honest with you. Most of these movies that they'd be talking about, I don't know anything about because I haven't seen them. Maybe one or two of them. But I know very little about most of these movies. I'm just being honest with you. And I'm not saying that they're not good movies. You know, a lot of it just has to do with my schedule. And schedule being so busy that it's difficult for me to get out to watch movies. But that said, some of you may have seen quite a few of these movies, or at least a small fraction of them. What did you think about the award winners? The Cecil B. DeMille Award went to the phenomenal Oprah Winfrey. I still say, I had mentioned a few years ago, isn't it amazing that she has been, let me interrupt myself for just a moment. Isn't it amazing that she has been in the television industry for so long? I mean, decades. But I tell you what's even more fascinating at this moment to me than that is how long OWN has been on the air. The Oprah Winfrey Network, OWN. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm surprised that it's still there. No, that is not what I'm saying. I'm saying I am surprised that so much time has gone by so quickly. Truth is, I had said, maybe a year or so after OWN began, and people were saying, oh, well, you know, they're not going to make it. Look how they're struggling to get viewers. Their ratings are low, et cetera, et cetera. And my response was, look, this is still a new business. It is still a young business. Yes, Oprah Winfrey has been in TV for a long time ago, but she has not been running her own network for a long time. Give her time. Give Oprah Winfrey time to figure out where the glitches are and work them out. She's going to be fine. And I think I said that network is going to be successful. Just give Oprah Winfrey time to work out the glitches, iron out the wrinkles, figure out where the problems are and resolve those problems. And you'll find out her network is going to be successful, just like her talk show has been successful. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, OWN Network is doing well. Let me ask you this. How long has OWN been on the air? Yeah, how long? Okay, this is 2018, so let's not count this year, since this year is just beginning. Let's just count up to the year 2017. How long has OWN been on the air? Yeah, it's been roughly 6 years. Roughly 6 years that OWN has been going. It almost seems like it's only been 3 years, but I'm telling you, time is moving. And Oprah Winfrey teamed up with Discovery Communications. I want you to remember that. That's important. You know, a lot of times, a lot of people like to say that black people really just don't get any help. Black people don't have help black people. White people won't help black people. And black people just have a tough road to hoe. Well, road to hoe. But listen, there are a whole lot of black people who are successful because they got a lot of support from white people. And in this case, I truly take my hat off to Oprah Winfrey. I also take my hat off, and I mean this, I take my hat off to the team at Discovery Communications who approached Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey didn't approach them. They approached Oprah Winfrey and proposed to her, urged her to start her own network. And they, the executives at Discovery Communications, would help her. Oprah Winfrey agreed to that. She got the support that she was promised. And I don't want to say the rest is history, but they're still going strong. Ventures owned 50-50 by Discovery and Harpo. I'm telling you, it's worth noting. And part of the reason that I want, in fact, let me say this too, just to make it clear. We're talking about white executives from Discovery Communications who approached Oprah Winfrey to urge her to get her own network going. And you talk about support. I mean, major support. And she's doing well. She did have some rough spots early on. And remember, one of the things is that initially she had hired someone else to run the network for her. And eventually she decided, hey, you know what? This is a little rougher and bumpier than it should be. And she stepped in and took the helm. Mr. David Zaslav of Discovery Communications, president and CEO of Discovery Communications, reaching out to a black woman who had proven herself. And they said, you know what? We believe you can successfully run a television network. They believed these white executives, with Mr. David Zaslav at the helm, leading the way, president and CEO of Discovery Communications, believed in this black woman so much that they were confident she could successfully run her own TV network. I'm just letting you know I think that we should be encouraged by that kind of information, knowing that we have people of all colors and both genders who are ready and willing and ready to reach out and embrace people of various colors, both genders, and help them make major marks, significant marks on society, even to the extent of helping them start and establish, develop their own TV networks. My hat's off, as I said, to Oprah Winfrey and to the team at Discovery Communications who helped her get started and have helped her continue to move forward. Well, again, the Cecil B. DeMille Award went to Miss Oprah Winfrey. Best Motion Picture, Musical or Comedy, Lady Bird. How many of you got a chance to see that? How many of you went out to the theater to watch Lady Bird on the silver screen? The big screen. What'd you think about it? Was the award well-deserved? I'm not suggesting that it is or is not. I have no idea. I told you, I didn't see most of these movies, and that's one of the many that I did not see. But those of you who did see it, what are your thoughts? All right, let's talk about this some more and some other things that have to do with how we live in just a few.